Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Tonight's stories.
Gym girl.
Italian friend.
Apologize.
Physical altercation. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Maddie, and I'm here with...
Brando.
Sam 2.
Sam 1.
Yeah.
Sam
1.
And Husker. Husker's here as well. I think
yes,
that's...
We know. Yes, he is.
And wanting to announce something.
We know. Trust me, bud.
He's like, oh, dang.
Yeah. You've been making yourself known this whole day, so.
Just hit the like and subscribe. Just for that.
So you two are connected in many ways. You guys are very similar people. You're my cousin. You're his cousin. Mm-hmm. Your name is Sam. Your name
cousins.
Is Sam.
Oh, that does feel good.
I'm going to get that button eventually. Yeah. I'm going to get that button back.
I can't
back.
Wait. I like the promise you're going to do it every week. That's my favorite part.
I mean, the HDMI got fixed, so it's eventually going to happen.
About 6 months later, it
and
did
she tried
fixed.
To pretend like it was just there. Like it was just fixed. Like we didn't go through that.
Like the whole time.
It was just there.
And now you guys are both into the same type of music.
Oh, we're rockers now.
I mean.
We like Justin Timberlake and we like rock.
Yes.
Rock. And we like Lauryn Hill.
Yeah. I do actually.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
That's fine.
Do you like?
What's wrong with Lauryn Hill? What is that
great.
Face?
No, there's. It's good to like Lauryn Hill.
Is there angst? There's no angst. There's you guys no, are the Sams.
Yeah, we're the Sams.
Okay.
So maybe I can finally go to a concert with you, or is this like never going to happen ever?
If it's not Justin Timberlake yet or Sleep Token, yes, you can.
Oh my God, there's so many things.
Or what if there's like? What if there's like multiple people that went? Like it wasn't just the Sams.
So I would be fine with going with Sam. Cool.
Yeah, out of state. Yeah,
no, you got. You're gonna be stuck with me for that long.
She doesn't want to do that.
That's what
you can't do an out of state.
Yeah, I can't do out of state. We'll do it.
Why? No, you can.
No, we can.
But don't drive together. Is what I think is what she said.
No, he's gonna be annoyed. What is what's gonna happen? He's gonna be like, oh Lord.
I think you'll
I can't.
Be annoyed by me.
I will just duct tape your mouth shut.
Oh my God.
You'll be in the trunk by the end of it.
Don't throw
Why
me
do you
smirk?
Why did you smirk?
I like to be tied up sometimes.
That's not the threat you think it is.
Yeah, I was like, this is good. I love this.
This reminds me. I have my question for the day.
Okay.
One is better. That
yes.
The question.
No, it Ever actually segues you... so perfectly.
Okay.
Horrible situation.
Okay.
You're being mugged unless you can sing one song word for word, bar for bar, beat for beat. What song are you picking?
I have a question for the audience too. Did you guys watch last week's episode when Brandon was dancing?
Yeah, I saw it.
If you did, put a peach emoji in the comments.
Throw a peach. Hey, throw a peach up.
I am fake. I'm sorry you guys had to find out that way.
I wonder if people are going to be like, we knew. I mean,
we didn't know. I knew.
Wait,
mine would be a start of something new by High School Musical.
Yeah, what's your song?
No, it couldn't be.
You can't just ask me.
Mine? It's probably not one you guys would probably know because it's not the style of music.
Oh, I know Sean Paul.
No.
No, is it reggae?
No.
Anyway, I'm about to say
it's an artist named Shmino. Coolest guy on the planet.
Shmino.
Netflix and Duce. Mm-hmm. It's fire.
No, that's nasty.
I don't know that I could. I think I would die in that situation. Because I know some lyrics to the song, or like I'll know one specific verse or the chorus, but then there'll probably be like that one random like verse and I don't know a line. And so I'll just simlish it because I play The Sims.
Wait, do we have the music when we're going? Because yeah, I'm the same. I can't think of any lyrics off the top of my head, but if I hear the music, then I can go.
They'll play the instrumental.
They're
about to kill you. But they'll play the instrumental.
Give me a lot of song. I could do a lot of songs with the instrumental.
What'd you do, Justin Timberlake?
It's actually NSYNC. I Thought She Knew. That's a very good song. It's very beautiful, and I love it.
Oh, it's I Thought You Knew?
I Thought She Knew.
I Thought She Knew. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, don't play no names.
Because you were looking at me, you said, I Thought You Knew, and I was like, I don't know what NSYNC song that's it is.
I mean, that's the name of it.
Okay, well, what's the chorus?
It's a cappella. I'm not singing it.
Oh my gosh. It's all we can hear.
You guys can look it up. It's really good. It's beautiful.
All right. So this is from Best of Redditor Updates. Husband is appearing in Gym Girl TikTok videos.
He's appearing in them?
Yep.
Or is he guest starring?
That's different than like.
That's huge. It's like.
You're like, yeah, your whole.
He just
for you is like all
he's
gym
standing
girls
behind her, just like.
But he's actually in them. That's crazy. Like, dang, you surpassed.
He's the one that they're like, look at this creep back.
Look
here.
At this creep. He's like, I'm a creeper.
All right, I hope I'm not about to come across as crazy. The situation is my female 27, husband male 28, and I go to a local gym a few times a week. He mainly lifts weights and is definitely one of the stronger guys there. There are several fitfluencers, both male and female, that frequent our gym. And over the past few months, the girls have started to be really friendly with him. I don't mind that really. It's fine to ask for a spot or a form check. But what I didn't realize, and he didn't either at first, is that he was ending up in their Instagram and TikTok videos. I found out because a friend follows one of these girls, sent me a reel asking if I knew my husband was in these videos. When I asked him if he knew, he said he assumed that he was, but he didn't realize that they had so many followers. The thing that really weirded me out, though, is the comment section had a lot of comments about how this girl needs to get with her gym crush. She even had some pinned and had not mentioned anywhere that he's married. I'm not upset at him, but I just feel like her behavior is really odd. I don't want to be controlling, but I also really don't feel comfortable with her being around him, especially if I'm not present. I guess I'm just asking for advice on how to bring this up with hubby without coming across as controlling.
That's hard because he's not technically doing anything.
He's not doing anything wrong. The weirdness is on the girl.
On the girl. And she is not a good person for that. She knows he's, or does she? That's the whole thing.
That is one of the questions that does get answered. But we come in together, we leave together. He has a ring.
Okay.
So she's like, you would think that, I think she assumes that she knows that they're together. In the world that he's living in, before he found these videos, he's like, yeah, I'm just guy at the gym. If some girl asks me to spot her, I can do that.
Yeah.
That's all I know. And then I come to the situation, I find out that my wife is uncomfortable because, oh, this girl's saying all this stuff about me. That's weird. I think... and people do mention this in the comments. I think if you just bring it up to him and he's not doing anything wrong, he shouldn't feel weird about it because he's like, really?
Yeah.
She's doing what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just spotting her. But if she's saying that, that's weird.
Yeah. If he's not doing anything wrong, you guys should very easily get on the same page.
Yeah. And then he can be like, go up to her and then not interact with her anymore. But also maybe even be like, hey, so that's weird. So this is why if you have any questions, this is why I'm not interacting with you anymore. Or do you not? You think just ignore the girl?
Okay. So if it, number one, I don't feel like he's doing anything wrong. Let me say that out loud.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's something that makes your wife uncomfortable, you should care about her feelings and not do that. I don't think you owe that girl an explanation. You don't. Who cares? Who is she?
Yeah.
Who is she? Fucking gym girl, who cares?
Yeah, that's true.
Bye. I don't need to talk to you. I don't even need to look at you ever again. Mm-hmm. My wife is my world. I'm done. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
I think the big thing though is just when she does bring it up, because this one has an update, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would just hope that she emphasizes the point that, you know, it's not your fault, you had no idea.
Can you try again? I didn't ask for your opinion.
You got a ghost.
Siri.
try that opinion again.
And it disappeared.
I don't think I like what you said. I think it would start with something else.
The fact that knowing that all of our phone companies get the early release on the episodes is crazy.
No free clout. No free clout. But yeah, just emphasizing the fact that it's not his fault. He's probably unaware of it. Because, yeah, if you get that out of context, I could see where he'd be just annoyed, like, bro, like, why are you upset with me? Like, I did not know this was happening.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. You sound like your dad right there.
It did. I just think it's a slippery slope because I do agree with Sam where if it's something small like this and it's easy to have your wife feel better by something that's inconsequential to you. Like, it doesn't matter if he's making videos or not. It's an easy, this one's easy. Like, oh yeah, just, okay, I won't do it. But I do think there's like a certain extent where I'm like, your insecurities can cause more issues where like you might make an issue where there's not an issue. But I do think this one's pretty straightforward. I'm like, okay, yeah.
You mean like in a different circumstance or you mean with this story?
In a different circumstance, like what she's like uncomfortable about. Because right now he's not doing anything. She's got her videos. They're making comments about it, which they do on social media. Her liking it drives engagement. People like that. Will they, won't they kind of stuff. Like, that's the social media. So I think it's easy to be like, okay, yeah, just don't talk to her. I'm like, that's simple. But there's some extent where I'm like, I'm starting to see things and I like put things into our relationship that might not exist and I make an issue where there's not.
I feel like that's a fair insecurity to have in the circumstance that the girl is directly liking and pinning these comments. She's pinning them.
Well, that's the difference where I'm like, if someone likes my partner, like if my partner doesn't like, what does it have to do with anything?
I think it's where she could ask her husband to have a conversation with her to be like, can you stop? Because I have a wife.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird. And then that could be that, because it's not like, you know, this behavior is, let's say he's literally just helping the girl spot. They have a, you know, popular TikTok page and people are speculating. If she was never interacting with them, that's different. But if her interacting with it and it's like, because you have a personal relationship with this girl, this isn't just a random girl. You frequent the same gym. She has some type of friendship with your husband to the point where it's like, you know her. You should be like, listen. Tell her to stop if she's going to specifically, I think her insecurities are valid, specifically where the girl is encouraging it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would be like, yeah, that's obviously that's not his fault. Those are just random people not knowing the full information. They see a man and a woman and they're like, oh,
yeah.
But when she's encouraging it and you know her personally and you know they have interactions, I think it's fair for her to be like, is there something I should be worried about? Because why is this girl liking these comments unless you don't know either and you can tell her to stop?
That would be fair if he knew that that was happening and he still was all up in there like, oh yeah, I'm going to spot her today. You know, like if he played into that role, that's different than him being absolutely oblivious and he's literally just trying to help somebody.
I still say that with the fact that I don't think he's at fault at all.
Okay.
I say that with the fact of I understand why she has those insecurities and I think they're fair for the stuff that she's been presented, where obviously she's going to have this conversation with her husband. I don't think it's her fault. I think the blame is on the influencer who's being weird with her husband. I still say that, understanding that I don't think the husband is at fault at all.
Okay. Yeah, but also...
Oh, no, you go.
Also, yeah, my husband's hot. Duh.
Yeah, that does come with having a hot husband. That's understandable. That part's understandable. But if it's like, if I knew somebody personally and it was like a friend of a friend and they're like, yeah, your husband's like pretty hot or like, you know, like we're going to do a little video together. But he doesn't know that. And then I find out that she's doing that with her friends.
But she doesn't know her, does she?
It's still weird because she... For what, like, say if, I don't know, I just feel like it could be potentially dangerous if, like, say me and him have a fight and then he finds somebody to lean on and then that sparks something. You never know when people have ill intentions. It's like the same thing of like the girl with the guy best friend who's just like plotting, waiting.
Right.
It still makes you uncomfortable to be like, I know you have intentions for my significant other.
Right.
And I don't like that. And I need them to, I don't blame them for that. But I think it's weird that you're just in the background. And I think they should be aware of what your intentions are. It's not just friendly.
That's good. Yes. Yeah. I would want them. I need her to have that talk with her husband, which sounds like she does.
Yes.
Sounds like she did. But again, he's not
at fault. It's not his fault.
Yeah.
He is at fault if she brings up her like concerns or like, hey, this girl's literally shipping you online.
Yeah. And if he does know, but.
And then he continues to do the same thing or. Mm-hmm. I feel then he would be at fault. But
yeah.
I don't know. Sorry.
That's crazy, too, if he's like playing in on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like you don't even get any. Right. Like she's getting all the views. She's going to get monetized from that. Not you.
Right.
OK, so relevant comments. Comment number one, appearing in them. How is he participating or just like in the background? Has he seen the TikTok commentary about their getting together? And OP responded, it's always videos where they're lifting near their max and need him to spot. So he's participating, but not the focal point of the video. And then is OP concerned because her husband was spotting someone in the gym videos? And OP said, I guess I'm concerned that she in particular has intentions beyond that. For the women that aren't including him in the videos, I have no apprehensions about that. Commenter number two, I mean, the first step is probably bringing it up and explaining the comments pinned about her getting with her gym crush. Oh, yeah, that's also another thing. I forgot about that. Yeah. She literally calls him her gym crush. Any reasonably well-adjusted adult shouldn't take this as controlling. Nothing inherently wrong with bringing it up so he's aware. It's possible he didn't even notice because he doesn't care, or it's possible he enjoys the attention in the comments. Men don't tend to be desired publicly that often, so it could be an ego boost thing, too. And then OP said, yeah, I guess he doesn't know about the comments. I just dealt with some extreme insecurity in our marriage in the past, and I don't want to put him through that again. I was actually a genuinely overbearing partner in the past, and he loved me through it, so I'm trying to trust him here. And then there's a question, does the partner know that OP and her husband are married? OP said, oh, I'm sure she knows we're together. We show up at the same time and leave at the same time and peck each other on the cheek between sets occasionally. Oh. I think I see the ring in one video, but it's kind of hard to see in most given the stance and angle. Somebody else says OP should let her husband know to talk with the gym management to shut down the filming if he doesn't know he was going to be in the videos. And OP said, I mean, he knew that he was going to be in them when they were filming it and assumed some got posted online. But he didn't know that a couple of these girls have hundreds of thousands of followers. He isn't on social media, so it just flew over his head that it might be a possibility. When I told him how many followers he had, he said, damn, she isn't really even that strong. And then she said, I love him for that. So the update from the next day. Okay, people, I appreciate you all so much for commenting on my post yesterday and validating that I'm not crazy. Last night, I brought up the situation with the influencers again and told my husband that comments that were being left on the videos that made me uncomfortable and showed him. Upon seeing the pinned comments and me explaining who pins a comment and how, I think his words were, damn, that's sketchy. I sort of balked at telling him to do anything. But he told me that he would tell the girls that they can't film him anymore and to get rid of the pinned comments. We went to the gym this evening and I saw him go talk to her. And now a couple hours later, those comments are gone. He said the girl was surprised, embarrassed, and apologized a bunch. I'm so glad I talked to him because I now feel loads better. And then top commenter, it sounds like a great result. He's a keeper, even if his TikTok game is terrible. And then top comment of that said, what the hell? People communicating rationally and sorting out differences? This is Reddit, not therapy.
I love that.
Perfect yeah. ending.
A round of applause. It's round.
Round of applause.
Ooh, perfect timing, actually.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right
now. Okay, so this one is... Almost gotten a physical altercation over noise level.
Okay.
I live in a really small apartment, basically a rooming house since there's no living room and the walls are paper thin. We hear everything, especially through the vents. I've been here for 8 months and it was mostly fine before, mainly because my old roommate, technically my subletter, was also kind of the landlord and worked early shifts, so everyone kept it quiet after 11 p.m. out of respect. But ever since he moved out, things have gone downhill fast. My current roommate is an alcoholic and stays up every single night until 3 a.m., drinking, slamming doors, cooking, watching movies at full blast, gaming, and having loud phone conversations. I used to stay up late until 1 to 2 a.m., so I let it slide, but things changed recently after some health news. I got blood work done and my doctor warned me that I'm at risk for a metabolic syndrome. Type 2 diabetes runs in my family, and I'm 30 pounds overweight. He told me I need to watch my diet and start working out to avoid health issues in the future. I've committed to waking up at 6 a.m. for fitness classes and completely changing my lifestyle. Better diet and consistent workouts. I even told both of my roommates this, gave them a heads up that I'll be waking up early every day. But this girl has been loud every single night. Midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., doesn't matter. I've been surviving on 4 to 5 hours of sleep, and I'm honestly hitting a breaking point. I've texted her politely, reminded her in person, and even threatened to blast music in the mornings. I've had to go in her room at night and ask her to shut up. Nothing works. Tonight, I finally thought I'd get some sleep. She wasn't home, and I passed out early around 11 p.m. Then 1:30 hits, and I wake up to her coming home with four people, drinking, laughing, playing music. Her room is right beside mine. I banged on her wall, got no response, so I texted her. She half-heartedly told her friends to quiet down, but the music kept going. Then I overhear her talking shit about me, insinuating that I'm playing the victim and that my cat wakes her up in the mornings. My cat maybe meowed 5 times, total in 8 months, and never before 9 a.m., and that's being generous. So yeah, I lost it, and I stormed into her room and I yelled, told her she was being completely disrespectful, and that this is now 3 nights in a row, and she had the nerve to mock me for my weight loss immediately and said, "Have fun with your weight loss," in a sarcastic tone. Her friends had to hold her back because she got in my face. I literally had to threaten the cops. I'm starting to believe that she's doing this on purpose. Like, how else do you explain this? I told her I wake up at 6 a.m. every day now. Why the hell would you invite a group of friends over to drink and party directly beside someone's room at 1:30 a.m.? Please tell me I'm not losing it. I feel like I'm going crazy.
I'm going to be a jerk.
Yeah.
And you're kind of the asshole because when they moved in, you were up till 2 a.m. with them. So it was like a party spot. That's what it was. Mm. You did all that. And then all of a sudden, understandably, yes, you get news and you want to change, but you're the one who has to change, not them. And they came into that environment thinking that's what it was. So
for me, I disagree because... I mean, I kind of feel like me living at home still, it feels like a roommate situation, but me and my mom are on opposite schedules. Like, she's up early in the morning, I'm up late at night. And I think the only thing that I would say is you can be up late and like be respectful about it. Like, it sounds like the fact that they're like blasting music when they know that people might be working in the morning at 2 a.m. or talking louder, or like, you know, there's ways that you can be still be up but be quieter and respecting that people are sleeping. Like, if you're watching a movie in the living room and you know that it's at like full blast, you could turn it down to be like, I can still hear it perfectly fine because nothing's going on.
Yeah.
Or like, I can put on headphones, you know, I don't have to listen to music out loud or whatever. Talking would be a challenge where I could see that being like more of an argument, like a way to argue that of being like, well, we're talking. But even then, I would just think about probably having to move soon because they just sound like horrible roommates.
I'm not going to say that I would do that personally.
Yeah.
But I can see
like, this is what I came into. Like, this is why I decided to be your actual roommate. So, and now you want to change some stuff up. I still pay my bills here. And it was this way when I moved in. So now you're going to change it all up. And I still have to pay the same amount. And I can't do what I was doing in the beginning. But there's a respect issue.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, none at all. But yes.
Yeah, because even... I get what you're saying. I just feel like even the fact that I don't know that they necessarily assumed it would be like a party thing where maybe they have the same schedules, but I don't think he's necessarily doing what she's doing. It just sounds like he was up, but I don't know. I feel like that's just where
I could
be
wrong. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Have you guys ever had to deal with...
Why you look scared?
Because your family usually is up all at the same time. You guys all just stay up later, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah. My family are like... I was going to say they're like vampires. But then I just thought about it and I was like, no, not like that. Not like that. But like, yeah, we're just... I don't know. I think we're just a family.
Especially your dad floating.
That's how he gets you.
Shout out to, what's the show?
Interview with a Vampire.
Episode one, Two Floating Vampires. You would know it if you saw it.
You know.
It's on Netflix. Episode one, season one.
And they float.
They float.
But anyway.
They float. Yeah. We're just kind of up. Like... at all hours of the day. Like, someone could be randomly sleeping at like 2 p.m. But I don't know.
Because you guys kind of like sleep in separate parts of your house now.
Yeah.
But when you were closer together, was that ever an issue?
No. But I think it's the only reason it's different from the story is because, well, my parents are older, for one, and two, I don't know. We were just raised to be respectful of like time, space, awareness, all that. So it's like, if you see all the lights are off, context clues is just be quiet.
Right.
Or try to be as quiet as possible. If you're going to be out doing stuff, just don't. You don't have to be loud. Like, and it's not that hard.
But I think the difference, he was with his family. I've only been with friends and family. So I've never been with a quote-unquote stranger.
Same.
Where these conversations are more difficult to have. That's why you're like, you want a thing in writing saying, like, these are quiet hours. Because when they're strangers, then what do they care if you have good sleep?
Right.
So in my situation with roommates, they were always fine. Like, we would sometimes be loud and just like, can you quiet down or can you shut the up? And it's friends and family, so it's like, that's just what happens in it. So I've never had an issue with this. I can see what you're saying, Samlin, if they came in expecting something, like this was a party thing, and you're just changing it out of nowhere. But you should still, like, want to help a party. Like, you're living with them. You should still be like, okay, I can change it up. I don't have to party every night. I should be able to, like, make that. I should be able to voice that to someone I'm living with, right, and you respect it. I'm like, you're kind of in a sucky situation because they were, like, actively just like, I don't care. I'm going to keep doing it. I would talk to the landlord because I'm like, is there rules that we instated that could stop this? Because that's really your only recourse.
Right.
She's going to keep doing what she's going to do. She clearly doesn't care what you say. So I'm like, I would talk to the landlord like, hey, can we like do some quiet hour thing or like enforce this? Because that's your really only thing. Talking to her hasn't done anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lack of respect, definitely there. Like, that is there.
And if it's definitely not settled with the landlord, then it is a matter of going somewhere else.
You gotta leave.
Mm-hmm. Get her out. Yeah, like, and that's like what you're stuck with.
Or the petty revenge route.
Give her
a taste of the moment.
I think you lose in that because his revenge was like waking her up early. I don't think that's really gonna, especially if the cat's not even that big of a nuisance. She just said it probably just to say it.
Right.
She's probably gonna win. She's gonna win in a war. Like, oh, so you'll wake me up early? I'll just go hard.
All night. I'll just keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah. More people at night.
You'll lose. You'll break first. Unless you got a strong, unless you're got petty,
that,
petty.
You're like, you got that dog in you.
Yeah.
I would get to the point where I will. But that's the whole thing is like, the respect is not there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a roommate, you have to have some level of that.
Right.
Otherwise, you literally
Why would they listen to what you're saying?
Right. They would trample all over you, eat all your food, like do whatever they want. Like there's no.
I feel like we see so many examples from that with like college roommate horror stories.
I thought you said college whores, but I was like, dang, Maddie.
I should have finished my thought before I said it. Because I was like, college horror stories, but I'm like, not just college roommate horror stories, but then it didn't. Sorry. It sounded like college horrors. Yeah, so
it did.
I just wanted to say it's college roommate horror stories.
Yeah.
No, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we agree with you. Yeah. On your side.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For sure. Of course.
But really,
and for me, that's where I'm like, having a roommate, they're around you in your most vulnerable spot. You're literally sleeping. If I can't trust that person, I don't want to live with anyone who I can't trust that when I'm laying asleep, nothing's going
to
happen.
Shoot, I get scared of my sister trying to kill me in my damn sleep because I really don't think she'll kill me, but maybe just like stab me or something. But
well, even sometimes like thinking about roommates where they just like, it's like, well, I live here too, so if I want to have people over, to a certain extent, like, you could just kind of bring people over where you're, like, not even comfortable. Like, say if she were to keep doing this thing where they amp up and then, you know, worry about stealing food or worrying about just bothering even more your sleep schedule. But now it's a matter of, roommates are tough because do you have to agree to, like, bring certain people over, or are they just like, no, they can just come over?
I think it always depends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we never asked. We were just like, yeah.
Yeah. There's a difference between people coming over and staying there for extended periods.
That was the thing. Sense. Yeah, I'm like, hey, why are they still here the next day? It seems like they're kind of living here.
That's like, it's 2 p.m. It's not even late morning.
Yeah. I would want to set those ground rules at the beginning, like when they moved in.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing.
I wonder how old they are, because me only living with family, I didn't even realize, I was ignorant to the fact that there's even like quiet hours anyway. I've seen it with Airbnbs and stuff, but I didn't even think that that's something that could stop a problem from even coming up, is if you already have certain things written out, like when it comes to these are times that you need to be quiet and it's written down.
Okay. Quiet hours means you're not disturbing neighbors. Like people within your shit don't matter, or within dwelling, right?
Yeah, but I'm like, it sounds like they're just in a house like some guy owned. It doesn't seem like it's a company. Because, yeah, most companies are like,
like apartment buildings. Yeah, they have like 11 cut off.
But like, if you were to do that, do you guys do that with roommates? Have you ever done that with roommates? Of like, hey, at a certain point, can you like go to bed? Can you like not be loud?
It's literally like, respect.
Kinda like, you can I'm hitting down on the volume.
Right. And if I came home with a bunch of people and I seen that, oh, shit, somebody has to work in the morning, then I'm going to be like, okay, then I'm not, let's go to your.
Right, right.
Or let's sit outside, or I don't know. I would try to think of a different, if it's really going to disturb them, and they brought up to me that it disturbs them. But she was doing it every night. That's different too. Mm-hmm. So like every once in a while would be a different story. Like, okay, yeah, you're allowed to have.
You know, it's like they're here until 3 a.m., but it's like one time every 6 months or 3 months.
That makes a huge difference, too.
Yeah.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Am I the asshole for not bringing my niece shopping after she was extremely rude/mean to me, even if she apologized?
What'd she do?
Actions have consequences, and sometimes you gotta learn the hard way.
Boom, boom.
Justifiable crash outs.
Am I the asshole for not bringing my niece shopping after she was extremely rude slash mean to me, even if she apologized? I don't have kids, and I also have not really had a lot of experience dealing with kids before my niece. I don't have younger siblings or cousins. I never babysat, etc. I'm explaining this because this is my blind spot and why I'm posting. About a month ago, my niece Gabby and I were at the park together. I like to spend time with her and usually take her out to do things, just the two of us, every couple of weeks. While we were at the park, I was talking about an event I'm going to attend with my boyfriend of a few years. She asked to see my dress, so I showed her a pic of it. She made a yucky face and said, "That's so ugly. You look really fat. Isn't boyfriend gonna think it's bad?" I was so hurt. She's only 13. I'm not even a big girl in any sense. I have fat on my body, but I'm definitely not fat. My sister was surprised and said she would talk to her. A few days later, she and Gabby came over to apologize. From my point of view, it wasn't sincere. She was rolling her eyes and looked angry and just got out the words. I told her, "Thank you for apologizing," and then told them to leave. I have not gone out of my way to spend time with her since. I told Gabby that I would take her shopping this summer and we'd pick out fun stuff together. I look forward to doing things like this with her. Not really anymore. When we were at my mom's house for Mother's Day, Gabby asked me when we would go. After her stunt, I changed my mind. I said that she probably has plenty of summer clothes to wear. She got really upset and said, "But I said I was sorry," over and over again. I told her, "I know she said she was sorry, but just because someone says they're sorry to you doesn't mean that your actions are forgiven, that you have to prove it to the other person you won't do it again." And she hasn't. My mom and sister say I'm expecting adult behavior from a child and that it's ridiculous to cancel the shopping date. I'm apparently beefing with a child at my big age. They said that she apologized and hasn't said anything else rude to me. They asked how long I'm going to hold it against her. I really don't know how to take this. I trust their judgment most of the time, but this was just an outright mean thing from her. I'm worried that as she grows up, this behavior will continue and she'll turn out to be a bully. Am I the asshole?
I am loud today. I'm sorry, but
don't be sorry.
Why would you? What did you say to her at that moment? Like, why did you not be like, "She's 13. She knows what she's doing. She knows what she's saying."
Yeah.
She's not a kid. She's a kid, but you know what I mean. Like, she knows that those words are going to hurt somebody.
Oh, for sure.
So she did it on purpose. And how do you take that back out of your mouth? So as far as her apologizing, you can't take back words that you've already said that already hurt somebody that deeply, right? Which is... that's hard. But her apology was fake. No, mm-hmm. I still would have... I want to know how she reacted in the moment is what I want to know. Did she act just like, "It's fine. Yeah, I am fat." I mean, she probably didn't. Is that rude?
No, I mean, I feel like it depends on the person. Like, you and I have different reactions to that thing. I think I would be like, "Wow, that's pretty crazy that you would say that. Wow, okay." And then you'd be like, you would get upset and you'd be like, "What did you just say?" I feel like I would just be like, so frozen with, "Wow, I cannot believe you just said that to me." I would probably end the thing, but
especially with somebody you spend every week. Is it every other week or something like that?
Yeah.
No, yeah, she knew what she was doing.
But I think it comes from the fact that she would even think to say that makes me think that that's how she sees other people and she judges other people because that's how she sees herself, which is maybe where that harsh judgment is coming from. I'm not saying it's right or it makes a difference, but I think that's maybe where she's a 13-year-old girl. She's constantly criticizing her body. So maybe she's saying these things and not realizing, like, this is her moment to learn how hurtful it is. I don't think OP is wrong for correcting that behavior. I think it should be corrected to know that that is a hurtful thing to say to somebody. Because who knows who she's around for her to be like, maybe that's something that's being said to her, something that she thinks about herself, where she just says those really hurtful things easily. She just doesn't know. Mm-hmm. Because she's not 7 years old, but she's not 18. She's 13.
Right.
Did her mom not tell her not to go to the grocery store and look at somebody and be like, "You're fat"? You can't fucking do that. You can't do that.
I agree with you. I think that...
I got real mad. I'm sorry.
No, I got real
heated, though.
That was real.
I think that behavior should be corrected 100%.
There, by the time you're 13, you better know something about something.
I feel like there's just been times when I was 13 years old, I've never said anything this mean.
Maddie, you don't have a mean bone in your fucking body.
But I've, okay, Husker, we're having a serious conversation. You can't.
I got hyped up. He felt it. You don't pay rent. We talked about this.
I'm only saying that because I do know myself, and I agree that I would never say something this rude to somebody. But I, as a 13-year-old and up, have said some really dumb or unintentionally hurtful things to people. And I learned later from their reactions or from their non-reactions that that was a mistake. And I don't know. I just feel like she has a lot to learn still.
She does.
Well, I've always known, like, there's nothing I'm more scared of in the world than a middle school girl. I used to mentor middle school kids. Boys, girls, like, it's like they can read your insecurity. Like, they just look at you, they come and look, and they're like, downloaded, and they could just say one thing. It's not even a crazy thing, but for you specifically, it's crazy.
Right.
Boys weren't doing that to me. Boys were just like, blah, blah, blah. But girls were like, I like always wanted to be on the good side because I was like so scared that Mr. Sam says one thing, they're like, that's why your knees on backwards. And I'm like, oh, how did she know I'm always wearing pants?
And they're baggy too.
Baggy. And you can't see the outline. And she knows immediately. And I'm like, and you're like, kind of laughing because you're like, I don't have any authority to say anything. So I'm
and I don't have
fight.
A good comeback to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, I have
either.
No comeback at
no
all.
No comeback.
So I think that age group is just a terrifying, actually, to what things you were saying, like your body's changing, things going on. You have a lot of things that you might not like about yourself and how you feel about yourself. And some people internalize it, some people spread it out. Being around kids a lot, I'm like, I feel like I've definitely heard kids say some crazy stuff. And I always was like, oh, they're kids. I don't know if I would. I get OP in this situation. Like, I've never dealt with kids at all. And I'm like, I don't even know. I just see a person and I'm done with this person. I think that's fair. I probably would have. I don't know what I would have done, actually.
I think it's fair to take space.
I was going to say, well, okay. There was a. There's a couple ways. There's a couple things that went through my mind. First, when she first said it, I call it the niece-nephew gland because, you know, well, at least for me, I've always had older cousins. So, like, if I were to say something out of pocket, just bah, right in the niece-nephew gland, just what the heck do you think you're doing? Because it's, like, enough of abrasive not to, like, be, like, abused, but it's, like, quick, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did something wrong, didn't I? Mm-hmm. And it gets a point across quick without, like, hurting. Yeah. But then also, and that's just, I feel like that's just per family, per person.
Right.
Like, I feel like with my little cousins, I could do that. But it's just, like, they're like, oh, it's just Brandon. But they're like, oh, okay, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
I wish
like, picked them up by the neck and you're like shaking you.
No, I did pick one up by their leg though. I was like, hey, hey.
Yeah.
It was like, actually my little cousin Talia.
Yeah, she
was,
dangle them.
Yeah, I was just like, hey, stop. She was hitting her sister. I was like, quit. Air jail. But
exactly.
What is it? The thing I would have said is just to communicate that the trip is over because of what she said. But I don't think that should necessarily affect how you move forward with the child, just because 13 is an age where they are still young enough to make decisions like that, like very poor, very judgmental. They're still young enough, but it shouldn't be on you to take yourself out of the process of making them a better person.
Yeah,
if you really rock with them, you're picking them up every other week, they said this something like something that was damaging, yes, but I think taking the trip away is just as damaging as what they said, not the whole relationship. I feel like that outweighs it a lot. And for me personally. So, I mean, do you? If you feel like that was enough grounds to completely throw away that relationship, because like I said, 13, they're still young enough to make those mistakes, but they're also still old enough to remember that.
Yeah.
So they're going to remember, oh, at 13, I said something very mean, and now she doesn't ever want to talk to me, never see me, all that. So.
But yeah. I do think there's, like, kind of what you're saying. I feel like there's kind of hard work as the adult you still have to do. Mentoring was hard because a lot of the kids in their lives were just abandoned by adults in their lives who
they
said something and they like acted out, and the parents or adults were like, fine, I'm out. Mm-hmm. Someone sticking there over a period of time, it shows so much to the child, because at the end of the day, they are young. And I think that can go above and beyond, like, hey, you said some wild stuff and it did hurt and I didn't like it, but that's not going to like push me away from you. I still see value in you as a person. So I am going to stick it out. But no, if you do it again, hey, that's a different story.
Right.
But I love you, so I'm going to still do this. I think that...
I'm not still taking shopping, but I will still hang out with you. Yeah,
maybe not going to reward you like with a thing, but I'm like, that doesn't mean I'm out of your life now.
Okay, yes, agreed.
And that's something that I feel like you have to do with children, because we as children have these same situations where adults said something to us. We carry that into adult... Like, we live by things that were said to us as kids. And we like live, we have our whole worldview shaped around this line or this word or them doing this. I'm like, I don't want to be, I only want to bring positive to a child growing up in the world. Cause I know things I'm saying is actively shaping their
That's why
worldview.
I want to know what she said, like in the moment.
I feel like she must have just not really said much if she didn't say it in
Sorry,
the thing.
Sam.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
you are 100% correct.
Will it have way more impact if you react in the moment? Yeah, but yeah. I'm a person that doesn't think of a good comeback or fully realize my feelings.
You don't need to
come back.
Let them know that it hurt you, though. That's the difference.
I'm still working on doing that, you know? So, like,
I guess,
it might take me, like, a day or two. It might take me a week, and I'll be thinking about it all week. But eventually, I'll be like, hey,
you're
so
fat.
This situation.
No, that's when you come back a week later.
No, you.
And they're like, huh? What are you talking about? You run away.
I'm sorry, man.
You're crying in tears. Yeah. Yeah, no, you.
I just run away. I'm sorry.
Your mom.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I think you still have a chance if it's like within a week or something to be like, it's still enough where they remember, you remember. For me, it takes me a little bit longer to react, to say exactly what I want to say, or else I'm going to react in the moment. I'm going to say something that I regret. And something like that to a child, when, you know, Sam mentions it, we remember these things.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that because I don't want to look back on a moment and be like, I was heated. I know I shouldn't have said that to you.
Right.
I regret that.
Making good points, but I am not that person that thinks through. I will... What the fuck you just say to me?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. Mm-hmm. But, and then later on, I'll be like, oh, I shouldn't have. And honestly, everybody learns differently too. Yeah. So I guess
everybody's
different. It depends. So there's no update on this?
No.
Cool.
No update. This one doesn't have an update.
Cool. Oh, cool.
It's from 4 days ago.
Oh, wow.
Are you being Italian like my friend? Like this
like is next story.
I got one.
Italian like my friend.
No.
No? Why would
it's
I be?
It's me, Amar.
No. So this next story is, am I the asshole for asking my husband's Italian friend to cook for herself and told her I would not eat her food?
Oh.
My husband's friend flew in from Bellagio, Italy a week ago. And as much as I tried, I could not make her happy with any type of home cook or even restaurants in Melbourne. Took her out to some restaurants. We wanted to introduce her to a variety of foods we have. No sushi, no Thai food, no Chinese, because Italian food is the best.
Mm.
We went out for Italian 3 days in a row.
Oh.
She complained about the pasta, about cheese. Anything is just not as good as in Italy. She complained about the wine not tasty enough. She got mad when I dared to order a cappuccino at 4 p.m. because we don't drink cappuccino after 12 p.m.
Mm.
I was just like, yeah, I drink it when I want. Coffee was either too burnt or not hot enough. We went to Kohl's to do some shopping. Straight away complained about no authentic Italian pastas. And in the middle of the aisle, decided to teach me how to properly say the name of each pasta. We decided to cook at home today. Mind you, I'm Asian. I love my spices and I love flavorful dishes. I decided to cook what I know best. Did not think it would be a bad idea. She came in, the first thing she said was, your house smells like fish sauce. And she proceeded to ignore my dish and asked my husband to take her out for some lasagna. When she got back, she told me I should learn how to cook Italian dishes because it's not good for my husband to always eat fusion food. Online recipes are just stupid for straying away from the roots. What the fuck? I was so mad, it did not mince words. I told her how arrogant and obnoxious she was to think Italian food is the best. Told her Italians are not the best, and we would not take her out to any Italian meals. She could go shopping for herself, cook it, and enjoy it alone. Sorry, but the ingredients would not be as good as in Italy, but she was in another country.
Right.
Be grateful for what you could find. She cried and decided to leave early. My husband tried to tell me that she is set in her ways and that she hasn't really traveled that much. 60 years, this is the second time she travels out of the country. The last time was to Germany, and it was well over 25 years ago. Dang. He told me maybe I should just say sorry to her just to smooth the situation. I refused. I told her if she cannot live without her Italian heritage for just a few weeks, there's no point for me to convince her to like me anyway. So, am I the asshole?
Oh, no.
60? How old are these people?
They don't say. And I don't think you're supposed to ask unless they say it. So, no, I'm just kidding.
I'll ask.
He said, that's one thing I'm going to do.
At the end of the day?
He said, you know what I'm going to do? Discuss. And that includes questions.
Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day going to end.
End.
Mm-hmm.
That's disrespectful. I'm on the fence because I see the traveler is actually very, that's rude.
Picky.
Yeah. She's rude, but she's also just trying to play up her country, right? Like, yeah, this is my good. My country's better. You should come there kind of thing. I don't know if she said that, but I feel.
It felt like.
It also is shit for you to talk about somebody's cooking.
Right.
I feel like she was wanting to travel without the fact that you have to try new things when you travel because. She's right.
Chicken tenders everywhere.
Well, there's pasta everywhere, but apparently it doesn't taste the same. And that's understandable because that is something that's really ingrained in their culture is Italian cooking.
Right.
So I don't go to
cappuccinos before 12.
Yeah, an Italian culture.
Yeah.
I don't go to, I think, Australia and expect to see Italian culture there.
Yeah.
Maybe there's little pockets that have like Italian culture or, you know, like some cities have like Chinatown or other places like that. You can't go out of the country trying new things and then be upset when it's not like your country.
From your country.
That doesn't make any sense. I think you should open up your horizons or don't plan on leaving.
But they're 60 years old. This is the second time they traveled outside the country. They are sent, like a 60-year-old, they're set in their ways.
That's
like,
true.
It's hard to change the person.
But do you literally go to Mexico and say, oh, nope, I need their Italian food? No, you want to try their authentic cuisine of
But I think that's because we're like, as American, especially American specifically, we're told like, don't be that big American, just like, oh, ordering people around. We were supposed to like,
I want french fries.
Yeah, enjoy their culture. And so we're like very cognizant of that whenever we go anywhere. We're like, I don't want to appear like a dumb American right now. So I'm going to try to like take in the culture. I'm not going to demand things. Well, some of us, I guess some of us
I was like,
but that's definitely how when I'm in another country, I'm like, I'm trying to enjoy what y'all got.
Yeah.
Because I don't get that in Nebraska.
Right.
We got potatoes.
Right.
We got cows.
Hey, I like all potatoes except for waffle fries.
Waffle fries are like, ooh,
what? Sweet potato.
I think what OP did is fine. Like you tried, you're trying to expose them to new things. She's not having it. I'm not going out of my way. You're staying with us. Figure it out. If it's that important to you, then do it. I did all I could. And if you don't want to branch out, I'm not going to like learn how to become an Italian. I can't learn how to become an Italian cook in the 3 weeks that you're here.
Right.
And I don't want to hear you constantly criticizing me because I'm not good enough to what you've been doing right. for over 60 years in the kitchen. So no, I'm not going to cook for you anymore.
Probably don't have a lot of friends, I can tell.
And also the fact that you smelled fish sauce and you weren't intrigued by it to be like, can I at least try it before I say I don't want it?
Excuse me?
Not a person I want around me.
I would not.
I'm kidding. Chinese food and Thai food?
Oh, my boss. She makes the best freaking egg rolls in the world. But everybody's like, you have to have it with the fish sauce. Don't you put that shit near me.
Well, yeah. But there's sometimes people cook with like, I thought people cook with it, no?
They cook with it. You can dip it.
Okay. I've never dipped. I don't really dip.
American Chinese food or Chinese Chinese food.
American Chinese, because I never tried Chinese Chinese food. Have you? So you saying that when you went to Japan and Korea, what did you think about their Japanese food and their Korean food?
Did you say this doesn't taste like American?
No, I'm like, when I had ramen in Japan, I'm like, this is literally the best ramen I've had in my entire, like, it wasn't even close. I like ramen, and this was, it was a little hole in the wall. It's the best ramen I've ever had in my life. And the sushi was incredible. So it's like, it's really, now that I learned, they're like, oh yeah, Koreans are the black people of Asia. I'm Korean chicken is like a crazy, they knew what they were doing with Korea. Anything chicken, they knew how to make it.
I was going to say, don't apologize.
Don't apologize.
They stuck in their ways. You apologize, it's not going to do nothing.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they don't need to apologize. You don't need to apologize. We it disagree. Is what it is. Yeah. I'm not going to try to appease you anymore. And I'm not going to apologize, so you can make food for yourself. All your trip ended? That sucks.
Yeah.
I do say it does suck for the husband who has like the both the relationships. But I feel like, I wonder if he can come to maybe a more understanding of why she feels that way, for her to be like, I'm not going to apologize. I'm not going to not talk to her anymore, but I'm not going to bring her out to all these restaurants that I know she's not going to like.
Right. She's going to talk bad about him.
So, yeah. Well, I guess we know your answer, but would you guys apologize to her to appease your relationship with the husband? Or you think you can be like, no, and it'll be fine?
No, and it'll be fine. Honestly, but I do want to take back my other statement about saying I feel both sides, because I don't. Because it's literally, you're going to another place. You should be able to accept whatever and not try and put everything on what is like the original Italian, you know? Like, there's just, it's not. Words are hard right now.
I understand, like you're saying, maybe that's more of the American culture where they go somewhere and they expect it to be like America. Maybe that's what a lot of people realize and they don't realize they do it. But I wouldn't expect to go to France. Why would I go to France? I wouldn't expect to go to Ireland.
Ireland, yes.
French people don't like Americans, that's what I heard. So I'm like, duh.
But who cares? It's so beautiful. Place.
Irish people, I heard, rock with Americans.
Yeah, they love Americans.
So if I were to go to Ireland, which I would love to go, I wouldn't go to Ireland and be like, where's your American food? If I am, I don't expect for it to taste like American food. I'm be like, what do you guys got that you think is American? That's what I would think would be like fun, but I'm not going to be like, this is not authentic American, which what is that, right? But like, I'm not going to be upset, and I want to try stuff that's...
You want to go to Paris? Like, what?
Sometimes I do, but then when I hear about like the fact that they pull out like their like pancake maker or their wines or water bottles that they sell to people out of the sewers... You ever hear about that?
Well, don't buy shit off the street. Fuck them.
There's some stuff I am interested in, but I'm like, I think I would like to go to Paris, but I'm not going to be like, oh my God, one day I want to go. Like, there's certain places where I really want
to
go.
I'm not trying
to
mingle with people. I want to be on the Eiffel Tower, get proposed to, and then I'll fucking...
She's got a whole plan.
You know?
Well, hey.
Do you know the person before?
Proposed to in Paris.
Are you going there to
No, maybe he'll be French, maybe not.
Sammy, will you marry me?
Really in Paris.
That's the end of the episode. We will see you guys soon for part two with SJ. This will be confirmed a back-to-back episode. You know this, though, if you're watching
It's really long.
Yeah,
it's pretty long.
Actually, we're talking for another 2 hours. Let's go, Sam.
Two more hours.
Oh, I don't have no beer. No, I'm just kidding.
And we'll go buy her some beer, and then we'll go again for two more hours. All right. Thanks, Sam, for being on.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I love it here. I love it.
We love having you.
Yeah, we do.
So, and I love your shirt.
Kick it. No, I'm just kidding.
So if you could read that out for the people.
Oh, excuse me. Blessed with beauty and rage.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-mm.
And we saw a little bit of that rage today.
We did.
So you guys are truly becoming friends with Sam because she's letting that part.
My anger is now coming to the surface.
Yeah.
So
and that's what we want to see.
Triggered.
No, that's not a good thing.
My trigger.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on your gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on December 2nd. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Tonight's stories.
Ruined engagement.
Cardio limits.
Promiscuous.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Maddie, and I'm here with...
Brando.
SJ.
Just hit the mic and subscribe.
I think the only problem with the shoot immediately is, you know, last time we were making some good jokes at Sam, right? And then he jokes and he was like, so this is my last episode. And now we're here with Sadie again and Sam is not here.
Sam is not here.
So.
What did y'all do to my cousin?
Is he coming back?
I thought he was coming back. I don't know if he's going to keep saying he's sick and he can't come to the shoot.
He's sick.
But hopefully you come back, Sam. It was just some fun jokes. I thought you liked it when Sadia asked you to stay, but again, you're not here. So
Sam, I didn't think it was that serious. I thought you were coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was going to. Guys, I kind of miss Sam.
I miss Sam too.
Like, yeah. I feel his absence.
Mm-hmm.
I keep glancing over there. And it's just an empty chair.
The whole episode.
And something about that makes me emotional.
Well, it's crazy because only last time you were here were we complete. So it's kind of weird that now we're not
anymore. The next episode, he's gone?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, I did hear him on the phone yesterday and he sounded a little stuffy, but to be gone from work in corporate America, you kinda really got to be sick to like not show up.
Yeah. You should order a doctor's note.
I should.
Yeah.
I thought my motivational text was going to get him in. Clearly it didn't work.
It was good with their little like stick figure and the belt.
Those stick figure memes, dude, I can't get them. I'm just like stealing memes left and right from TikTok comments.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been able to stop. Screenshot crop. I mean, it's just been back to back.
People are sharing the wealth of their rich meme like gallery.
Where are they finding them?
And I'm taking access of the free education that they're giving me.
Is it Twitter? Sam, come back.
Sam, come back. You can blame it all on me.
Ooh.
I don't know the rest of the lyrics.
Are we doing Father's Day?
Yeah. But there's not anybody to say it.
Who's gonna... So we're not saying it.
Oh, thank God. Probably good that Sam's not here for Father's Day. Me neither. The only person who could have said it was Brandon.
Brandon, what's it like to have a dad? What's it like to have a dad that's there?
My dad's going to watch this and be like, and I'm like, well.
Yeah, it's cool. He does dad things.
You know.
You pour your heart out to him and he just likes the text.
What? Why are all dads like that?
I don't know. But I will say, I'm slowly starting to understand sometimes, like being in so many group chats now, I'm like, I hate texting. I will just like and move on.
Yeah.
Or just not respond at all.
So first story. 51 minutes in, first story.
51? You have to be kidding me.
Next story.
Okay. Am I the asshole for ruining my sister's engagement by telling her fiance she's been married before?
Ooh. Off the title, I'm saying yes, but I know the stories always take it somewhere.
So this happened last weekend, and it's still blowing up in our family group chat. My sister, 31 female, got engaged to her boyfriend of about a year, Ben, 33 male. Ben is super nice, a bit traditional. He made a few comments before about how he wants to do things right the first time and how important marriage is to him. Well, here's the thing. My sister has been married before, briefly, like 6 months. She got married at 24 to some guy she met on a trip to Vegas, and they got annulled. She never told Ben. She's very, it doesn't count about it because it was short and she doesn't think it was relevant anymore. During the engagement party, I was chatting with Ben's sister and she made a joke about how Ben's so lucky he found someone who's never been married after all the divorced women he's dated. And I kind of laughed and said something like, yeah, well, sort of. And she asked what I meant and I realized I'd already screwed up. So I just said, well, she had a Vegas marriage once, but it was annulled. Don't worry. They were married barely a month. Apparently, his sister told Ben, and Ben was pissed. He pulled my sister aside during the wedding. They got into a huge fight, and the night ended early. Now my sister is furious with me, saying I had no right to say anything, that it wasn't my story to tell, and that I embarrassed her in front of his entire family. I didn't mean to start any drama. I thought he knew. I wasn't trying to sabotage anything, but now my sister says I ruined her engagement and might have wrecked her relationship. So, am I the asshole?
Girl, kind of. Girl, you kind of the asshole. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I feel like, first, you had a slip of the tongue. Which, once, I guess the husband's sister,
mm-hmm.
once she was like, what do you mean by that? You did not have to go all in. Oh, yeah, let me tell you. Let me tell you the story.
Was that Kiki Palmer? Let me tell you something.
I'm like, girl, you did not owe her all of that. You really didn't. Especially if it was like a Vegas wedding. It was like a Chris Humphries, Kim K, you know, lasted 16 seconds and it was done. Girl. And now you done caused all this drama. This poor girl's engagement done. Is the groom necessarily owed? Does he need to know?
I think so.
Does he need to know?
I think it was a mistake. And I feel like if OP's sister was to be like hiding something like this, she should have clued everybody in that already knew.
Yeah.
Of being like, hey, so he thinks this is a first time thing, you know, or she should just been honest with him and like, because I feel like his rule is kind of a little foolish if you found the right person, but technically they got married once for like 6 months and it was a mistake and you're going to like, that's going to trump everything if you like found the right person, even though technically they were already married before. Like, you can still do the right thing and you can be married for the first time and it can last. But she had a different past and that was something different. And I think it's kind of stupid that she might have hid that because she thought that he wouldn't accept her for the relationship to move on. But I think it was kind of probably bound to happen. Like, yeah. If something were to slip out like this
mm-hmm.
and they, because I think in the update or whatever, she basically tries to say that, like, in the comments or something. Let me just read top comment. What was your sister's plan? Try to keep her previous marriage from her fiance until she married him and made it difficult for him to back out, knowing his views on divorce? That's a hell of a way to start a life together. So it's like, if she was to ever tell him, she would have waited until he was married. That's manipulative.
Yeah.
Because you know he would have, at least, they would have to have some serious discussions about it. So I think it's you know, frustrating that the person that she found technically had like this one rule where she wasn't going to fit that mold for him. But I also don't think that her lying about it just to like push herself into the mold that he wants is fair either, because now their relationship is like built on a lie.
Yeah.
And it's not like OP knew to not say anything. That's, you know, true. So.
Yeah, I was going more along the lines of everyone sucks here
mm-hmm.
just because everything you just said, with the whole, yeah, you built your foundation of a relationship on a lie, but at the same time, it was not, the sister should have not said anything, just like, because then you put yourself in the middle of it. You have to accept everything that comes with that. Yeah. When you tell someone else's story, you have to accept the fact that I've now put myself in there. Like, so you can't necessarily be upset with her if she's upset with you because you've told her stuff. But then also, lastly, I was also thinking when you were talking, what if she meant well, like, by the sister that's married, what if she, like, meant, like, when she said it doesn't count, like, she literally moved on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking. Like, it wasn't like a, well, I guess I could see both sides.
I think she totally could have meant well.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just thinking, like, what if it was like, I moved on from that. I don't want to think about that anymore. That it didn't happen.
But at the end of the day, I still think your partner deserves to know that, especially if you consider that a small thing,
mm-hmm.
not a really big blip, not really like a real marriage. You know, I think your partner should know about that, especially if you want the relationship to work and you genuinely mean well and you don't feel like you're like at the end of the day, you're kind of risking knowing that you're going into a relationship when like one of your biggest things is like, foundation of doing everything right the first time, and you're like, well, you yeah. know, it was a fun little night in Vegas, but it took 6 months to get rid of it. So
yeah, I honestly can see both sides. I genuinely can. I can see, like, you're like, I just need to tell the truth, even if it was a small blip in time, like it was just a mistake I made. But I can also see there are just some memories that are just so like cringe inducing that it literally makes you recoil just to think about. Like, I have those memories of some things that I've done and I'm like, what the hell was I thinking? What? And it's just, it gives you a visceral reaction. Like, you would just be doing anything and then you think about it and you're just like,
oh, like you just cringe.
And you're just like, I literally don't want to think about it. You put it away so far in your mind so that it doesn't come back up. So I don't know. I can see both sides.
Yeah. I just felt like the sister shouldn't have been like, she should have expected that if it did come up, she should take some blame for it, not just completely blame the OP. Okay. Am I the asshole for mentioning my mom's promiscuous life?
Why are you putting your mom's business out?
Why do you know it? No.
She really is a promiscuous girl.
Promiscuous girl.
You teasing me. Mama got what you need. Sound like. Hey.
Okay. So my mom will randomly call me and basically tell me I'm going to hell for fornicating, having children out of wedlock, and living / sleeping with my partner. Mind you, my oldest is about to be 12 years old, and I feel like it's a little too late for this discussion. She'll call me and say I'm living a sinful life, and that's why my life is the way it is. I told her only God knows how many men she slept with in her lifetime, and reminded her that she has 7 kids, all by 7 different men, and has never been married. Am I the asshole for telling her this? She cursed at me and said God forgave her for her past, and hung up on me, and then there's an edit. Mom, you kind of asked for it.
Mom, you asked for it, actually.
It is what it is.
I thought she told somebody else. She told her about herself.
She did.
OP should have been more truthful, to be honest.
And then she told us about herself. But
I would have went in. 7 kids? 7 baby daddies?
Mm-hmm. Never married.
Never married.
All out of wedlock.
Girl. She was busting it down. And you have the nerve to cast stones from a glass house?
Exactly. But I think just got shattered. It might have just got shattered.
It's done. That's crazy.
So no, girl, I don't think you're the asshole for that.
She has 1 child.
And you have 7.
I think she has multiple, but her oldest is 12, and it sounds like it's from the same father. She said she has, like, my oldest, so I assume she has more.
Let OP live her life, Mom, because clearly you lived yours and had fun doing it.
In abundance.
In abundance.
Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm. So, edit. She's been doing this for the past few years and has recently been doing it more frequently. She'll call me at 7 a.m. on a Saturday and just tell me she had a dream about the world ending and continue to tell me that I'm going to hell for my decisions.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't do drugs. She doesn't drink. She's sadly sober when she does this. She tells me I need to leave my boyfriend since I don't want to marry him. I need to be single and give my life to God. I've been with my partner almost half of my life, and she continues to judge me and put me down. I'm the only child of seven that's completed high school and college. I'm the only one doing something with my life, and she attacks me for no reason. I feel bad for her, and I've cut her off before. She has a way of manipulating me because I just want her to love me and accept me.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Mm.
I feel like it would just be good for her to just cut her off completely and just, like, cut your ties, because what's the point?
Yeah.
If you have a parent that, despite your successes, despite your efforts to be better, and it's just still, you know, God's not going to forgive you. How come God forgave you and God's not going to forgive me?
Yeah, and why aren't you telling all your other kids about God and what they're doing? It's like the one child that, you know, you said completed high school, completed college, is really trying to do something with their life, and you're the most critical of that person.
Maybe it might even be jealousy.
Yeah.
Could see that.
Like seeing your child become everything that you could never be. I mean, that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Don't know how to.
But maybe it's like a jealousy thing.
Yeah. And it's like, dude, if you're truly, you know, saved by God, you know, just, you don't push people down.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. That's all I'll say. Yeah. Just don't push people down. And Yeah, that's religion talking. That's not anything else.
I also wonder if she might be mentally ill.
Yeah.
You think that she could be mentally ill? Because the way that I do think that there are people that can be very spiritual, that can have like visions and stuff. But I don't know, like what she's talking about. It sounds like she's being like tortured in her mind, and she's like scared of like the world burning tomorrow.
Yeah.
And like God coming, the second coming being tomorrow. And I don't know, like, I feel like she's still using religion in a way to like try and scare her kids into, or her, at least this child, into like, but the way that what she's trying to get her to do is like nothing that will give the child happiness. Leave your boyfriend that your partner that you've been with for half of your life. Be single and go after God. We don't even know if OP wants a relationship with God. You want her to leave the relationship that she's been in half her life that sounds like it's good for her. Stable. That she's not married.
And supports the child.
So there's nothing that you don't want happiness for your child. Your child is happy now. Your child's doing good now. So that's why I'm like, I don't know.
I've never understood a parent's motivation to just, I don't know, be almost ornery or like bring down their child or just cast stone. I never understood that.
Yeah.
Especially when they're like adult children.
Mm-hmm.
I've never understood that.
Yeah. I don't know. It could be mental illness. It could be jealousy. Mm-hmm. I do think you're onto something with jealousy. But yeah. Top comment. Wow. Talk about a glass house. Your mom wins the Hypocrite of the Year award, not the asshole. And then they said, another comment said, Projection Olympics gold medalist winner is OP's mom, because this reeks of mom regretting her life's decisions and projecting that toxicity onto her daughter.
Seven kids.
Seven baby daddies.
That's like what my Sims are up to, man. That's crazy. And even them, they have another baby with them. I'm like, I'm trying to get, I tried to get my Sims to live that life. I was like, only one. But then they go and they just keep hooking up with them. And next thing you know, they got three kids. I was like,
Lord,
how am I going to raise 22 children? I was planning on raising seven children.
Yeah.
22?
Yeah, because now I got to go and I got to like, you know, change all their clothes and like give them haircuts and make them all look cute or whatever as they grow up. And like, Maddie, I got to think about who I want to follow into their child, like adulthood. And I'm like, 22.
Maddie loves The Sims.
I haven't played it so long. I've been itching to play it.
Really? Mm-hmm. Why haven't you played?
I've just been too busy.
Mm-hmm.
But I've really been itching to play it.
The way you love The Sims. I mean, you love The Sims.
I go from like times of being obsessed with it to times when I'm like, okay, I don't need to play it for another 6 months.
You know, that long?
It's no in between. It really is like that.
Yeah. Anyway, next story.
Oh, Maddie's keeping us moving, guys.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Okay, am I the asshole for ordering alcohol? I don't think so.
Ordering alcohol? No.
Yes.
Maybe they're trying to be responsible.
Maybe they're ordering alcohol and someone's recovering.
I'm currently on a solo trip in Tenerife.
Is that in Spain?
All inclusive to save having to look for places to eat by myself. The hotel has a club style seating, meaning that all tables are tables of eight and people get sat together. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it's to encourage a sense of community and conversation. Last night, I was seated first and had a glass of wine. A family of five got seated at my table, two adults and three children. The mother turned to me and said, "We don't wish to expose our children to women drinking alcohol." I smiled and I said, "Perhaps they should ask to move to the other tables if it was an issue."
Facts.
But I would be drinking the wine. They noticed I was on my own and made passive-aggressive comments about this. I went up to get food, and on the return, the wine had disappeared. A waiter came over and asked to see my wristband for the all-inclusive and said the family had told them that I was underage and must have snuck away from my parents. He was very apologetic and returned with a fresh glass of wine just as the family came back with their food. Am I the asshole for then requesting the waiter to bring me a full bottle along with a couple of shots of vodka? The family stormed out of the restaurant when I drank the shots as they arrived at the table.
Oh, I'd be having bottle service all night.
Like, everybody!
Everybody! I'm like looking at the kids. You want one?
You?
Just kidding, So good!
Tenerife!
How are you going to tell me I can't drink in Tenerife, Spain?
Right.
Try again.
You sat next to me. You saw I had a glass of wine.
You knew what this was when you got here.
You could have just told the kid it was juice.
Yeah, why do they have to know it's wine?
Right.
It's juice that you can't have, but it's juice.
Yeah, it's my juice.
A little sip of water in this cup. Don't drink it.
Yeah. And this little cup that I like to drink. It's just like I'm not feeling the best. So that's why I'm like, the water's good. You know,
been partying, screaming, yelling, sore throat.
Right.
Are you? Yeah, I will be drinking. I would literally order glass after glass after glass.
Do they get to pick where they sit?
I wonder. I don't know, but maybe they could ask to sit somewhere else.
Because, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, I don't know that. Just randomly the family just coming to sit there. It's like, if they were picking to sit there, yeah, go somewhere else.
I mean, especially if you're in a shared space.
Yeah.
What gives you the right?
But also, I was going to say, too, because that doesn't happen here at all. So I'm like, maybe it's just like a shock a little bit. Mm-hmm. So at least me personally, if they're like that, I probably would have moved because I'm like, I just don't know enough about this culture. So to be like, oh, then go somewhere else.
But they're at a resort, though. So I would assume that the other people at the resort would also maybe not know about the culture.
True.
Spaniards are very drink friendly.
So they would have been like, "Hey, what's up?" The little kid with a glass of wine. He's like, "It's my dinner wine."
And why honestly, give him that accent? Like, children drink wine
in Spain.
Yeah.
Like how old?
Like kids. Like 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess like a little.
Yeah. Have you seen that or did Claudia tell you?
Yeah, like she's told me, like just like the drinking culture in general.
Well, because wine is also different than like,
yeah,
you know, liquor.
Not like hard liquor.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, wine. Yeah.
That explains why Claudia is so interested in like good tasting alcohol and just sipping on it.
She does not play. She's like, if it doesn't taste good, why are you drinking it actually?
And honestly, that's why I only drink mixed drinks.
Yeah. And I'm like, I want to get drunk. However, that has to happen.
Okay, top comment, in quotes, we do not wish to expose our children to women drinking. And then they say, is that so? Great, I'll show you how a real woman drinks. And then somebody else says, what about men drinking alcohol? Is that okay? That's like another thing we didn't even talk about. I was like,
yeah.
Women only? Like women can't drink?
Yeah. Forgot about that. Yeah,
like I don't know, it's like that. A weird thing.
Yeah, that's weird.
Also, can we go to a resort in Spain sometime soon? Or
I would love that.
I'm down.
All right. Am I the asshole? My girlfriend is mad that I don't want to babysit her nephew on Father's Day.
This doesn't sound asshole-y at face value. I mean, is he a father?
He is a father.
Oh, well. Well, maybe.
On Sunday, it's Father's Day. My first Father's Day.
Oh.
I want to spend it alongside my girlfriend and our 7-month-old. However, her brother asked us to babysit his son on that day because him and his girlfriend want to go out. When my girlfriend asked me, I politely said no, as it's my first Father's Day and I would like to spend it as a little family. She got salty and a little mad and is now being passive aggressive. Her brother doesn't like me and the feeling is mutual and we don't speak. He only talks to my girlfriend when he needs a favor. His kid is great and we babysat him multiple times. On my girlfriend's first Mother's Day, it was just us three. I don't know why she can't do the same for me.
He's not the asshole.
No.
I mean, your first Father's Day? I mean, even if it wasn't, he wants to spend his day how he wants to spend his day.
Mm-hmm.
And then, no, he's not the asshole.
Even more reason, though, of like the fact that it is his first Father's Day and she got to have her day on Mother's Day with all three of them. So why is it different? I don't know why she's upset. I don't know why she has a little attitude with him.
Why do they owe? Who is he? The girlfriend's brother?
Was asking, yeah.
Yeah, why are you, why do I need to watch your kid?
And why don't you, girlfriend, understand that you'd want it to be the three of us?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I don't get. Like, you can't see where he's coming from?
And now you're mad at me because I want to spend time with my family on Father's Day? Just the three of us?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm the bad guy for that.
Yeah. That sucks. That sucks for your first Father's Day.
Yeah.
Girlfriend sounds crazy.
So people were wondering too, like, why would the brother not want to spend time with his child on Father's Day?
That's the golden question.
That's top comment right there.
And he's like, yeah, your brother can watch him.
Well,
for Father's Day,
that is, yeah, that's
because I don't know if it stayed in or not, but we talked about how, you know, Cindy and I, we don't really know what happens on Father's Day.
We don't know about that.
But I would think that you would spend it with each other as a family and maybe like towards the end of the night, like you guys could go get dinner together. But usually it would be like a whole family affair. Or is it usually like a separating, like a parents thing?
It really depends on the family and it really depends on the father, you know? Like my dad, he's cool with just chilling or we could go do something.
But chilling with all of you guys or chilling with just your mom?
Take that as whatever.
He just wants chill. Yeah,
he just wants chill.
He's a chill guy.
He just don't.
He's just going to be at the house.
He might grill. He might not.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Guys, we should grill.
We should.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
We should.
But I've heard of some dads that like literally will go to work and be like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
So.
That's my dad.
It just depends on the person and how they want to celebrate it. But I also think it's like one of those things like society based, you know, where it's like, I mean, people like joke about it often, but it's like Mother's Day, everybody goes crazy. Father's Day is just like, yeah, Father's Day. So. It's kind of like hard to celebrate those days when that's kind of when what general society does to celebrate it sometimes. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I guess it's just different per person.
Yeah, maybe it is different for families, because it sounds like for him, he's like, that's not going to stop me from celebrating on my day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially if the whole reason why, like, it's not even like they're doing something random and they're going out for Father's Day, too. Yeah. So it's like, just find somebody else who isn't celebrating Father's Day, maybe.
Pay a babysitter. Wild idea. Wild idea.
I think you just thought of the next best thing. That's a golden idea right there.
I thought everybody would come to that quick conclusion.
Say it with me.
Find a baby.
No. Day. I was going to say next story.
Oh.
Father's Day.
Father's Day.
Father's Day. Which by the time this is posted, Father's Day is this Sunday, right?
Yeah.
So it's passed. I hope you guys had a good Father's Day.
Yeah.
If there's any fathers that are out there watching us, happy belated Father's Day.
And
happy
if you're a good one, Day. Let's make that stipulation.
Yeah.
If you're a good father, happy Father's Day.
If you're a good father, it's who you are. It's who you are. Happy belated Father's Day. It's who you are.
Mm-hmm. All right. She took us to church with that.
That's like half the songs that I always think of saying is just
church songs.
Mm-hmm. Am I the asshole for not adjusting our China trip to my brother-in-law's cardio limits?
Cardio limits. Does he have heart troubles or?
Yeah, if it was like medical, but usually.
His cardio limit. What do you mean by that?
It's not medically induced. It's just laziness.
Is his heart not functioning? Is he a serious runner? What do we mean by cardio limits?
Okay, so am I the asshole for not adjusting our China trip to my brother-in-law's cardio limits? I, 39 male, recently went to China with my sister, 36 female, her husband, we'll call him Doug, 40 male, their son, 12, my wife and our two kids, 11 and 9. My sister and I were born in China, but our family immigrated to Dallas when we were young. She stayed there, got married, and had her son, while I settled in the Pacific Northwest with my wife and two gremlins of my own.
Oh.
Growing up, our parents emphasized healthy eating and staying active. My sister and I still live this way and pass it on to our kids. Doug, however, is American in every sense of that word. He grew up on ultra-processed foods. Fruit snacks were considered fruit. And he'll insist on...
Okay. The American slander has got to stop. We can't
fruit snacks is fruits is insane.
And he'll insist on starting his Grand Wagoneer for any distance more than 3 blocks. He's not immobile, but definitely not built for long treks. Their son just finished 7th grade and loved the ancient China unit, especially the Terracotta Warriors.
Mm.
My sister thought this was the perfect time for him, being half Chinese, to visit his ancestral homeland. I was already planning a visit to Chongqing to see family, so we added my sister's family to the itinerary and expanded it to include places like Beijing, Xi'an, and Nanjing to match what their son had learned in school. I handled most of the planning, and I tried to hint there would be a lot of walking involved, especially since many Chinese cities have vast transit systems and are less car dependent. Doug didn't take it seriously. Once we arrived, it was clear he couldn't keep up when we explored the landmarks. My sister often stayed behind with him while my wife and I continued on with the kids to ensure we kept up with our tour groups.
Doug, man.
It all came to a head in our final stop. My grandmother's hometown near Chongqing. This place is basically vertical. Steps and steep slopes everywhere. On a particular hot, humid day, I took the kids to the local market via a park our old family helped build.
Oof.
Doug insisted on coming, saying he didn't want to sit around all day, and I warned it would be a long walk, but he insisted. Half a mile in, he was struggling. I slowed down, but the kids kept running ahead. After we got through the park, I convinced him to take a taxi back while I continued to the market with the kids. When we returned, Doug was sulking and my sister was upset. She said I was inconsiderate for not just taking a taxi to the market. I explained that would have taken longer given the layout and the kids would have not seen the park that was part of our family history. She said she hadn't realized how physically demanding the trip would be since she let me handle most of the planning and I didn't consider Doug's limits. I agree, I could have been more considerate of Doug's cardio, but not at the expense of my nephew and kids experiencing their cultural landmarks, especially since it was my nephew's first time in his homeland and my kids' first time in Xi'an in Beijing. They all said they had an amazing and educational experience. So, am I the asshole?
No.
Mm-mm.
No. No. No.
I feel like as a person right now with cardio limits, you really got to know what you're going into.
You really do.
And you don't want to be the person that the group is waiting on. So you kind of got to be like, I'm not going to complain. I'm going to try and keep up as much as possible. Or like, just be like, I'm going to turn around. I kind of know the way back. Like, I don't know. I feel like just to kind of be complaining and being like, I wouldn't expect like a group trip to be only built around the person that has the least like cardiovascular health.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I think it would just be built around like what they're specifically doing. They're going to see like, you know, their family, like areas that they had known before, new cities discovering with their kids. Like, I don't think you're the asshole for not building it around Doug, who came in, it sounded like, late too.
Yeah, last
like they minute. Added their family a little bit later
mm-hmm.
than OP's family. So I don't think you're the asshole for doing that.
Doug has no reason to sulk, man. I mean, just take the taxi and shut up.
Take the taxi and shut up. And when you get back to America, be like, next time we go, I'm going to be ready. I'm going to prep. I'm going to make sure I'm like ready for it.
Maybe this is the time where we're like, okay, let's reassess our health. Let's reassess. Instead of sulking, let's think, what really is the issue here?
Because the fruit snacks comment was a low blow.
That's not really
realistic. Maybe that was realistic to Doug in particular.
Below the belt.
That was below the belt.
That was just
kind of egregious to all Americans. Doug.
Listen, you don't have to say that all Americans are unhealthy by saying it that way. You could be like, you know, we love our hot Cheetos or our Takis or whatever.
They're good.
You know,
there's nothing wrong with that.
There's other easier things to hit without going below the belt.
That for me, could the fruit for fruit snacks is crazy.
Because I'm like, I don't know, maybe for some people that is a real thing. But for me, that is not my personal experience.
I don't think that's the general.
I would say that's probably not most of Americans.
Americans eat fruit.
Yeah.
You didn't say that confidently.
You said, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, me, I know I love fruit. I know apparently kids love like berries. Like kids can eat through some strawberries and freaking blueberries.
I've seen them go to town on that shit.
So to just say that they're just over here eating fruit snacks, they're probably eating fruit snacks. They're also eating those berries.
We're not saying they're not eating fruit snacks. They're eating fruit snacks. I'm eating fruit snacks.
But I'm not calling fruit snacks.
I'm not calling
fruit snacks. I kind of wanted some after she said that.
I know. He tempted me a little bit. I was like, OP, you know what you're doing. You say fruit snacks.
It was a trap.
And I was like, dang, do we got any?
What kind?
What kind? And that's important.
Is that Mott's?
What do you think about Mott's? You love them?
Yes. Yeah.
Those are my favorite fruit snacks.
I love Mott's.
I tried Welch's because I was like, you know what? Let me go back because I used to like Welch's. Yeah. After eating Mott's, it's a dundada.
They got like a dusty taste to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
And they're not fresh.
They're a little grainy, I feel like, too.
Yeah. Once I had the premiere, which was Mott's, I was like, whoa.
You know, I like great value fruit smiles, not for the taste, but for the texture. It just has a really good chew.
For the nostalgia, too.
It's just like such a great bite.
I kind of like it for the taste a little bit, too, just because like it's sugary enough.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Vicks popcorn. Like it's like just salted enough.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess we should maybe go to Sam's house, see if he'll consider coming back.
It's about down the door.
Yeah. Might need to do that. So we'll see you guys next week and hopefully Sam's here. Maybe we can get him back. Maybe we can get the band back together.
Dude, we're getting the band back together.
All right. Bye guys.
Bye.
Just hit the like and subscribe. Just for that. At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.